Let's begin with the most urgent developments. Saturday's Hezbollah rocket attacks on northern Israeli cities represent a significant escalation that caught Israel's military off guard. Dozens of rockets struck Safed, Carmiel, and Kiryat Shmona. These aren't border settlements, Sarah. We're talking about substantial population centers well inside Israeli territory.
The military's admission of being caught by surprise is particularly telling, Marcus. According to defense sources, Hezbollah has altered its fire policy, moving beyond the localized border skirmishes we've seen for months. The targeting of these cities suggests either a deliberate strategic shift or a breakdown in whatever understanding existed about engagement rules.
Netanyahu's emergency war cabinet meeting indicates Israel views this as qualitatively different from previous exchanges. The timing concerns me. This escalation comes as we're seeing other regional pressure points activate simultaneously. Trump's administration just sent back Iran nuclear negotiations with tougher terms, and we have reports of ongoing military actions along Gaza's ceasefire line that soldiers describe as systematic killings.
The Iran dimension adds complexity here. While Trump's team demands harsher nuclear restrictions, Iran's proxies are demonstrating renewed capabilities. Hezbollah's rocket reach into northern cities shows their arsenal remains formidable, despite Israeli airstrikes over recent months. The question becomes whether this represents Iranian direction or Hezbollah acting independently to maintain deterrence credibility.
From a policy perspective, this puts enormous pressure on regional allies. We're seeing parallel developments with Ukraine, reporting its drones can now reach 3,500 kilometers into Russian territory, while the Pentagon prepares to boost weapons output specifically to help Ukrainian forces. The common thread is adversaries testing boundaries while the U.S. manages multiple fronts simultaneously.
The technological aspects fascinate me. Both conflicts now feature extended-range capabilities that weren't available even 2 years ago. Ukraine's drone development and Hezbollah's precision-guided rockets represent rapid indigenous innovation under pressure. This suggests we're entering a phase where smaller actors can project power across previously safe distances.
That's precisely why Netanyahu's response matters so much. If Israel feels compelled to conduct large-scale operations in Lebanon to push Hezbollah beyond rocket range of northern cities, we could see rapid escalation involving Iran directly. The economic implications alone, oil markets, shipping routes, regional stability, would reverberate globally during an already fragile recovery period.
And there's the Putin intelligence angle we mentioned. Reports suggest Russian leadership is receiving falsified maps of Ukraine operations, which could explain some strategic miscalculations. If decision makers in Moscow aren't getting accurate battlefield assessments, it becomes harder to calibrate responses to Western weapons deliveries or Ukrainian advances. Bad information leads to worse decisions.
Which brings us full circle to regional instability. When major powers make decisions based on faulty intelligence, while proxy conflicts intensify, the risk of miscalculation multiplies. Israel's war cabinet must now weigh responses, knowing that Lebanon operations could trigger broader confrontation, while managing Gaza commitments and Iranian nuclear threats simultaneously. These aren't separate crises, they're interconnected pressure points that could amplify each other rapidly.